to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen. Counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
If we're not willing to ask those who've done extraordinarily well to help America close the deficit, and we are trying to reach that same target, the $4 trillion, then the logic, the math says everybody else has to do a whole lot more. We've got to put the entire burden on the middle class and the poor. We've got to scale back on the investments that have always helped our economy grow. We've got to settle for second-rate roads and second-rate bridges and second-rate airports and schools that are crumbling. That's unacceptable to me. That's unacceptable to the American people. And it will not happen on my watch.
That's President Obama speaking about his plan to pay for the jobs bill. And that's where we start in this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. The taxes, the jobs. I'm Doug Steffen. Starting out with conversation on talk television, Jenna Lee here with Budget Director Jack Lew about how raising the taxes of millionaires will create jobs.
The definition of success is sometimes moving, and not just for one side or the other. It's the American people that are looking to define success for a real economic recovery. And what is often referred to as millionaires and billionaires by one side, by the Democrats, it's called job creators by the Republicans. And so one of the questions that has come up from our viewers, and it's a question that I have for you as well today, is why we're raising taxes on this group of Americans that make more than $1 million, why would that create jobs?
Well, I think if you look at the choices we face in terms of how to bring our fiscal affairs into balance, one has to look at things where whichever way you go, it's a hard choice. You know, there is a Republican budget in the House that would make severe changes in Medicare, turn it into a voucher program. It would reduce spending on things like education and research and development, as the president said this morning, to the point where we couldn't invest in what we need for the future. In a world of hard choices, you have to ask, compared to what? We believe that there's a fundamental unfairness to have middle-class people paying higher marginal tax rates than millionaires and billionaires. We're not saying that we should have a confiscatory tax rate. We're saying it's just not fair to have a world where it's so unbalanced.
And making it fair, because I'm sure there's some that agree with you that making the tax rate fair is a good thing, but will it create jobs?
You know, I think if you look at the overall package, the things that will create jobs are, first of all, passing the American Jobs Act by doing the things that would create demand now and directly create jobs through public works like roads and bridges and keeping teachers and firemen and policemen on the rolls.
Now,
I think in the long term, what we have...
That taxes, Jack, sorry to interrupt, but just to be clear, there's so much to work through. This taxes that would be levied potentially on millionaires and billionaires, would that extra money that would be coming back to the government as revenue, would that go directly to paying down the deficit, or would it go to the pot that would allow it to be used for other things?
Obviously, it's a package that overall would reduce the deficit. You don't tie each piece directly to one or the other. So the overall revenue is connected to the overall spending, and if you net are bringing down your deficit, yes, it's very much contributing to bringing down the deficit. And I think that, you know, when you look at who's in that class of millionaires and billionaires, I think we have to ask, what is the difference between a kind of Main Street business and a hedge fund manager? There aren't that many small businesses in America where the proprietors are millionaires and billionaires. So I think we have to be careful when we kind of put labels on these things. We're not saying that there's anything wrong with people earning a lot and being very successful. What we're saying is it's not fair to say that those people should pay lower taxes than people who are earning much less.
The president says millionaires and billionaires. He mentioned a hedge fund manager, but that's the term that's been used. Just a quick final question for you here, and I'm going to have to run, but one of our viewers is concerned about whether or not this plan will bring jobs back to America. Is there anything that would incentivize businesses to bring jobs back to the country that they have shifted overseas?
You know, I think that as the details of corporate tax reform are worked through, one of the main goals is to create an environment that's hospitable to the growth of jobs, the investment in jobs in the United States. I think that from the beginning of the period with the American Jobs Act to tax reform to create an environment to stimulate investment, our goal is to create jobs in America.
Coming up, more opinions and reaction to the president's plan for taxes and jobs on the countdown.
Motorcyclists often seem rather intimidating. Rough and tumble. Real bad mamma jammers. Little do folks know, they can actually be quite sensible, especially if they insure their motorcycle with GEICO along with their car. GEICO's multi-policy discount could save them quite a bit of money. Did I just say bad mamma jammers? Do you ever say something and think, I wish I'd never said that? This is one of them times.
Call GEICO or visit GEICO.com today to see how much our multi-policy discount could save you.
Time, ladies and gentlemen, for the million bottle giveaway. You heard right. 1 million bottles of something that will protect that which is near and dear to both men and women. Men, your prostate, your well-being, your life. Women, intimacy, and a good night's rest. It starts with taking the Master Prostate Formula. It starts now by your calling 800-716-6520. Master Prostate has 12 key ingredients shown to promote healthy prostate function, help you get a good night's rest. It's all natural. The best part is you can get a free bottle, part of the Master Prostate Million Bottle Giveaway. Just pay a small shipping and handling fee, and your bottle is on its way. 800-716-6520. Call that now. Get a good night's rest. Take my word for it, Master Prostate is incredible. Try it now, free. The free bottle offer won't last. Call now, 800-716-6520.
That, my friends, is the metaphorical sound of you hitting your head against the wall in your quest to find the perfect brand new car. I know, because, well, I'm inside your head, and I'm here to say, stop, you're giving me the headache. Let's chalk it up to the fact that you didn't know AutoTrader.com had brand spanking new cars hot off the assembly line. Well, now you do. See, AutoTrader.com lets you compare new cars and all their showroom glory side by side, even special offers. That way, your head and heart can both get what they want. Say your heart has itself set on a sporty 2011 coupe, but your head wants something smart, practical, with good gas mileage. And while your heart wants to make the neighbors drool, your head wants to make sure you're getting the best new car deal out there. Well, would you look at that? A brand new, never been owned before coupe that your head and heart can both agree on. Go ahead, hold that head of yours high. Oh, just tell me when you're going to do it first. AutoTrader.com, now the ultimate new car marketplace.
Live from Progressive.
Flo here. With more discounts than ever before, Progressive can save you a lot of money on your car insurance.
Savings!
Oh, you can get bigger savings than that.
Savings!
That's close, but you can really save a lot of money.
You're gonna get some savings, savings.
Much
savings.
Better.
Discounts for safe driving, owning a home, and more. Now that's Progressive. Call or click today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show, focusing on the president's plan for taxes and jobs. Here, radio host Don Wade and his wife Roma, with Stephen Moore from the Wall Street Journal about the president's plan to raise taxes on millionaires.
The millionaire tax, as has been pointed out by others, the millionaire tax, this was tried once before when the health care bill was going through. They were going to finance it partly with that, but wasn't it?
And it was a Democratic House.
Yeah, and it was turned down when Democrats controlled the House and the Senate. And how does the president think it's going to go through now?
Well, he knows it's not going to, and after he gave his speech about stopping all the political posturing, that's all this is. It's just class warfare. You know, by the way, how predictable was this? We've had $1 trillion of new spending by this president, and we had predicted at the Wall Street Journal all along that this was going to be followed by one of the biggest tax increases in history, and that's what the president is proposing today.
Well, there's this book out by Mr. Rubin. It's that says that there are quotes in there about the economic advisors within the White House, that there was an awful lot of disagreement, and Larry Summers says some things that are pretty wild. He says there was nobody, we were home alone. Home alone, he was talking to Orszag, saying we're home alone. There were no other adults in the...
He says, I mean it, we're home alone. There's no adult in charge. Yeah. Clinton would never have made these mistakes.
That's right, and what did you expect? I mean, this is a president who has, as you guys know, he has the fewest number of business representatives in his cabinet of any president in the last 100 years. It has been like children's hour at the White House. There's no look. Any good economist knows that government spending doesn't create jobs, and that you don't increase business hiring by raising taxes on businesses. And when you talk about raising taxes on, quote, the rich. You're talking about taxing people who create jobs and people who are the employers in this country.
Falco's Dale Jackson with a focus on the Obama tax plan and how it's just more class warfare.
Obama's getting a lot of attention today by doing the one thing that he knows how to do, and that is play class warfare. And that's where we are, so let's just get into this. They're calling it the Warren Buffett plan. And it's so laughable that Warren Buffett is out there running his mouth about this particular I pay less taxes than my secretary nonsense. It's just not true. All right? But that's the problem about this. I really wish that we had a media that was willing to lay this out. It's not that he pays less taxes. All right? It's that he lives off his investment income. I mean, that's how he does it. He's gamed the system. Now, should he be able to game the system? I don't know. But just because he gamed the system doesn't mean the system's wrong. And if he wants to pay more in taxes, there is nothing stopping Warren Buffett from scratching a check. And in reality, if Warren Buffett really believed what he's saying, and he's not just trying to help out Barack Obama, right? If he's not just trying to help out Barack Obama, why doesn't he stand up and say, what we'd like to do is ask our friends, our very rich and wealthy friends, why don't we just ask our friends here to pay more? It doesn't require a change of the tax code. Why don't we just ask Warren Buffett to scratch his own check? And I don't understand why no politician would do that. Why is no politician saying, if you're going to get attention, come on, politicians, you guys want attention. How come there is no national politician standing up and saying, yeah. Why don't we just have Warren Buffett ask his buddies at the top to write us a check? I mean, if he's this interested in it, and it's anything more than a political mess, why doesn't he just come out and say, hey, let's do this?
Here are some callers who are focused on raising taxes. They think that it isn't a good idea. It's not good enough. We need to overhaul the whole system.
I'm in favor of a tax overhaul because I think it would introduce more fairness in competition between companies. Companies like GE that pay no taxes, that really isn't fair in competition with other companies that do pay taxes. But I think it's going to be really interesting when constituents of the Democratic Party are affected by it.
Our country needs a fair flat tax across the board, and that the entitlements in this country should pay a part of the taxes that they get their money from taxes, from the taxpayers, and that maybe the politicians should pay a tax on all the money that they get from contributions.
I believe that the tax system needs to be overhauled from top to bottom by a fair panel, one that represents the American people and not the special interests. But has the government or those that are in charge realized that if they would increase the percentage of interest on our savings bonds, U.S. savings bonds, the American people would flock to try to help the American government organize itself in a way that would be beneficial for our government, America's and Americans supporting our own government for our own future.
Coming up, we hear more about the president's job bill up here next on the Talk Radio Review.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money-back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health Products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Talk radio, talk television, the talk media in general, it becomes fodder for conversation on the radio. That's pretty much where we spend most of our time. President's jobs bill is on the minds of talk host Sue Jeffers here. She thinks the president's bill is nothing more than one more re-election campaign issue.
The speech in and of itself was ridiculous. It was the same old, same old. President Obama went on and on. First of all, he calls a joint session of Congress, and this means we're going to hear something big. This is something really important. This is something like the State of the Union or some a response after a September 11th, something like that. No, President Obama is campaigning, and he called this joint session, got up there, and basically for an hour, and thankfully he ended before the football game started, because let me tell you, I would have been watching the Packers, which was a pretty good game, actually, which I would have much rather watched football than listen to this ridiculous speech. We heard him say, pass this bill, pass this bill, pass this bill. There was no bill. Absolutely no bill. It hadn't even been put together. It was the same old, pandering to the group of left-wing supporters that he always panders to. It was the same old nonsense on green jobs, the same old nonsense about infrastructure, the same old nonsense about the education union. Hillary Clinton sat there looking at him with this look on her face that I could only describe as, I can't believe I lost to this loser. And President Obama actually sounded like a TV infomercial salesman. He sounded like a combination of Santa Claus and the Easter Bunny. He talked a lot about how we needed to spend $500 billion more. The Porculus One or Stimulus One or any of the other programs that he had put into place, any of the other spending. And I ask you guys again, think about it. Are you better off than you were $4 trillion ago? The answer is no. And it was the same old, same old. And, of course, who's going to pay for it? The rich. The damn rich. They got to pay their fair share.
From Countdown affiliate KFAB in Omaha, Scott Voorhees talking about the obvious lack of specifics in the president's plans.
Did anyone hear any specifics this morning? Anyone? At all. Just go ahead and speak up if you heard a single specific. We're going to raise taxes on the wealthy. Okay. In what tax bracket are the wealthy? Because some of your proposals in the past have been for people making $200,000, and now some people have been talking about people making $1 million. So who's the wealthy in this scenario? And raise taxes by how much?
raise capital gains by how much? Dividends and carried interest from, for example, hedge fund windfalls, raise them by how much? He's talking about pre-Bush level. Are we going from, say, capital gains 15 back up to, I think it was 25%? Because he didn't exactly say that. So we're going to get rid of some of the loopholes in the tax code. Which ones? It's not fair for some businesses to get these corporate tax breaks where other ones don't. Okay, which businesses and which breaks? You know, and the president sits up there and he blames Speaker of the House John Boehner and the Republicans for not going along with him on these ideas. What ideas? You know, he complained a few weeks ago saying, well, they won't pass my jobs bill. And everyone said, Mr. President, there's no bill. There's a speech. We can't take political action on a speech. You haven't given us the specifics. We haven't had the Congressional Budget Office run the numbers on any of this. What you've done is you've given speeches and then you've chastised people for asking questions about which loopholes, which taxes, which tax brackets, when does it start, what about other spending cuts, what are we doing with entitlements, the entire package. Specifics that the president said, once again, he was going to address.
Coming up, we'll listen to the campaign trail conversation on the countdown.
One of the events that changed world history is now being commemorated in Germany. The Protestant Reformation, the movement to reform the practice of Christianity during the 16th and 17th centuries, is currently being celebrated during the Luther decade from 2008 to 2017. It culminates in 2017 with the 500th anniversary celebration of the iconic Reformation leader Martin Luther nailing the 95 Theses to the Wittenberg Church. A new website dedicated to North America, visit-luther.com, is explaining festivities to celebrate Luther's life. Visit-luther.com introduces the American public to the fascinating aspects of life back then, providing information on Luther's life and the places he lived in Luther country. Many photographs show how well the small towns and cities have preserved this precious heritage up to today. To learn more about Martin Luther's life, Luther country, and how to get there, visit www.visit-luther.com.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your cable provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $19.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now to get Dish Network installed free. Plus, ask how you can get over 30 premium channels free for 3 months. PMG Dish, a Dish Network authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-620-7970. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in 100% digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with a cable company anymore. At only $19.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-620-7970. That's 800-620-7970. Again, 800-620-7970. Limited time offer, prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fee and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. You all know I've worked for years with Steve Shank and eFoods Direct. I have eFoods for my own emergency food supply. You know, Steve, life is different now for all of us, isn't it?
Very different. People are using this great food to survive the present hurricane season, and we've already had $40 billion worth of damage from floods, storms, quakes, and droughts. And that's just the first 8 months of this year. Natural disasters are newsworthy, but only touch a few of us Americans. The huge issue of the Greatest Depression is on everyone's mind. The unemployment, the loss of homes, lost businesses, and skyrocketing food costs are hitting every American. So everyone needs food security.
Folks, this month you will get free shipping on every food order from eFoods Direct. That's right. Every order gets free shipping starting September 6th. Get stocked up with the best storable foods out there with eFoods Direct and be prepared for any emergency before it happens. To take advantage of this special, call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Halfway through this hour of the countdown, Doug Steffen here, focusing our attention now on the latest from the presidential race. From MSNBC, Andrea Mitchell, talking to Ed Rollins, who is the former campaign manager for Michelle Bachmann, about her struggling to repair the damage done last week.
What was it about Michelle Bachmann that didn't quite click? Do you think?
You know,
aside from the fact that Perry got into the race.
Well, Perry, that had a lot to do. I mean, obviously, Perry, having been a governor of the largest Republican state in the country today, jumped in, and they sort of drew from the same group of voters. I think that Michelle got on the stage very quickly. She had an 8-week campaign when she won the straw poll, which no woman has ever done. A lot of people have been left on the wayside in that straw poll. Then all of a sudden, there's a lot of attention to her, and I think that they're really, I think Perry jumped in at the same time and took a lot of that attention away from her.
But the attention that she got was not healthy attention, because she misstated things. She took anecdotes. The woman who came up to her after the debate in Florida. What is it about her that perhaps isn't ready for the prime time?
Well, part of coming out of the House of Representatives is a different environment than running statewide as a governor does. You know, her entire political career has been really in one area of Minnesota, where she was elected to the state Senate, elected to Congress. It's a very big arena, and the bottom line is there's a scrutiny by the media, as you know, having been on the campaign trail many times. You know, when all of a sudden you get up and there's 150 reporters asking you different things, you know, sometimes you say things that are not appropriate and you shouldn't say, and I think to a certain extent that's been part of her history.
The USA Today editorial today said that Bachmann was irresponsible to spread the fear of this vaccine. Quote, Bachmann's nationally broadcast suggestion that a vaccine can cause mental retardation was appallingly irresponsible. The standards for any public figure are higher than I'm just passing along something I heard from someone, and they'd be even higher for someone who wants to be president. Fair criticism?
Absolutely fair criticism. I think the bottom line is she was sort of left out of the first part of the debate, had a good hit on Perry, raised some very significant issues about cronyism and executive overreach. But unfortunately, the next day or even that night when somebody came up to her and told her this, she repeated a story. And what we had tried to always do was vet everything that was ever told her. We sort of tried to put a system in play that if someone walks up and gives you a good idea.
Here's host Steve Scott with Molly Ball, who is employed by Politico.com, and they talk about how Sarah Palin may be changing her opinion of the so-called lamestream media.
Molly, we will avoid going into too much detail about some of the more scurrilous accusations involving Sarah Palin, but the mainstream media, big media, whatever you want to call it, coming to Sarah Palin's defense. Interesting turn of events.
That's right. The New York Times, of all outlets, certainly Sarah Palin has not considered the New York Times a friendly or sympathetic media outlet for most of her career in the spotlight. But the New York Times printed an absolutely scathing review of this new book about Sarah Palin that, as you say, contains all of these seamy allegations about her personal life. They're sort of taking her side here, which if you believe Sarah Palin, you wouldn't necessarily expect.
There's quite a bit of unflattering stuff about Sarah Palin out there now. You talk about The Rogue. There's a British documentary called Sarah Palin, You Betcha. There's Levi Johnston talking. And yet the media that Sarah Palin has criticized so much is kind of coming around to her side and saying, hey, lay off.
Yeah, it's pretty ironic. You know, there was a pro-Sarah Palin documentary that came out a few months ago, The Undefeated, and the reviews of that were absolutely terrible. And at the time, you heard all of Palin's fans saying, oh, they're so unfair. This is all about the liberal media. They just hate Sarah Palin. That's what this really is. But ironically, the film reviewers have criticized this new documentary, which is not at all flattering, for the same reason. They say it's too one-sided. It doesn't present a balanced portrait. In being so out to get her, it dignifies all kinds of accusations that maybe don't deserve it.
The Times has been a popular target of Sarah Palin. Back in March, she posted on Facebook, NYT, there you go again. Do you expect Sarah Palin to be best buddies with the media elite now?
I wouldn't go that far, but there's no question that the Palins have noticed this. Todd Palin put out a statement about responding to The Rogue, the Joe McGinnis book, and what he said was he pointed to the New York Times review and said, see, even the New York Times, like that's how bad it is. Even the New York Times can tell that this book is terrible.
Kind of a backhanded compliment.
Yes, exactly.
Up next, the crashes at the air shows over the weekend on the countdown.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 61% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Call 1-800-864-4031. Don't wait another day. Call 1-800-864-4031. That's 1-800-864-4031.
For America's wounded warriors, coming home can sometimes be a battle in itself. Making the transition back to civilian life or active duty with a traumatic injury can be the challenge of a lifetime. The USO provides every American a way to support our wounded warriors and their families through every phase of their medical treatment and rehabilitation. It's how all of us, as a community, can give something back to our heroes. It's how we can say thank you and assure them that their sacrifice is recognized and appreciated by every one of us. Join us. Visit USO.org to learn how you can make a difference in the lives of our wounded warriors and their families. The USO, until everyone comes home.
bonus round time. If you can't teach an old dog new tricks, what can you teach him?
Conversational French?
Correct. Gingerbread men are...
Gingerbread boys, all grown up.
Correct. True or false? Netflix lets you watch movies instantly through your game console or other devices.
Duh, true.
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Did I just win that new car over there?
No, I did.
E-discovery laws and government regulations require that certain businesses save electronic communication, namely emails, or face potential fines. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection, with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. The Barracuda Message Archiver indexes and preserves all email communication while enforcing policies for regulatory compliance. Save email. Avoid penalties. Visit Barracuda.com/archiver to try the Barracuda Message Archiver free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/archiver.
If you didn't know AutoTrader.com has new cars, well, I'm here inside the body of a new car shopper to enlighten you. First stop, his heart. Oh, this guy loves fresh from the showroom SUVs with Wi-Fi. Now let's go up and see what his head's thinking. See, at AutoTrader.com, you can compare brand spanking new cars and special offers. Deals everywhere. Think he's picked one? Bingo! Find the new car your head and heart can agree on. AutoTrader.com, now the ultimate new car marketplace.
Talk Radio in Review, focusing on the safety at air shows. Big discussion now the last two or three days following a couple of crashes over the weekend, one in West Virginia, which took the life of the pilot, and one in Reno, where the plane crashed into a crowd, killed 10 people, 70 went to the hospital. From CNN, Christine Romans with Mark Rosekind from the National Transportation Safety Board about the investigation into the crashes.
There have been a total of 20 fatal accidents at this Reno air race. 20. I mean, most of them involve pilots, right? This is the first time an accident has killed so many spectators. So is it safe for this air race to go on next year? Should it be canceled?
The NTSB does a very comprehensive investigation. We're going to be looking at the human, the machine, as well as the environment. In this case, the environment is not just the weather, but the oversight, for example, the FAA. It actually has a specific division that looks at air races and air shows. We will be investigating what kind of comprehensive plan was created for this particular show and race, and then determine whether or not it was met. And we're going to actually find out not just what happened, but why. That's what will allow us to make safety recommendations so something like this doesn't happen again.
So, Mark, you were sitting in the crowd. At what point did you realize something was terribly wrong?
I was not personally here, but the NTSB had three investigators that were on site at the air race. And so they were immediately, they not only had a chance to witness the accident, but were immediately on scene, obviously, for the investigation.
Okay, so this was a World War II era plane, and it was souped up. I mean, the pilot said it could go really fast. He was trying something that he'd never tried before. This plane could travel up to 500 miles per hour. Is that too fast for this type of plane?
This is actually a pretty classic air race. They can fly at speeds, as you've pointed out, up to 500 miles per hour and sometimes at an altitude of 100 feet. But we see that happening throughout many of these air races.
So this type of plane can handle that speed?
Well, and as you pointed out, this P-51 Mustang is actually a modified version, so it had a lot of modern technology on it as well.
There was a problem with the tail section of the plane. Can you explain to us what on the tail intrigues you?
Well, there's a lot of photo and video information from this. It's just tremendous amounts of material that are available because of everybody who was here. And so there are a lot of photos of specific aspects of the tail. We know that we have found in the wreckage some parts of tail from the accident aircraft. We have those photos, and part of what will happen is to do an analysis to determine whether or not what we have came from the accident aircraft and whether it was relevant or not in the actual accident.
Also, I know, you know, there are very strict regulations when it comes to commercial flight, right? I mean, a Southwest Airlines jet is regulated differently than these planes are at these air shows. Is it time to sit down and say, it's time that we started really regulating these planes that fly in these air shows because they're so dangerous?
Well, that will be absolutely one of the aspects that the NTSB will look at in this investigation. When we talk about the environment, the FAA, they are the entity that oversees air races and air shows. And part of what the NTSB will do is evaluate what policies and procedures they have in place to make sure that these air races and shows go on at the highest safety level as possible.
Well, you know, it makes me wonder because 20 crashes involving dead pilots at just this Reno air show, and now this huge tragedy happens, and finally we're all sitting down and talking about tighter regulations.
Well, we'll be looking really at the history as well. As you're pointing out, there are more air races than this one. And so the NTSB will really be looking at the safety record over time, as well as at focusing on the specifics of this accident. Because we're going to come back here to the Reno Air Show race and really look at whether or not what we find here, and if we figure out why, when we actually can determine what kind of safety recommendations.
Radio man Jimmy Cefalo here with aviation expert Captain John Cox about these crashes over the weekend and what needs to be done from his perspective.
Was this plane modified? Do you have any experience or knowledge that this plane might have been modified?
Oh, the airplane was extensively modified for racing. They had shortened the wings. They had removed some of the scoops for cooling. The airplane was specifically modified to be as fast as possible for this race.
Yeah, so flying at low altitude and at high speed, that seems like a deadly combination.
These races have gone on for many, many, many decades, so this is a continuation. And it's been done reasonably safely over the years. These unlimited airplanes, they're expensive. They require a lot of pilot skill, but the people who fly them are very skilled. And so when we look at it, it has been something that aviation enthusiasts have enjoyed for many years safely.
Yeah, and this pilot was extensively trained. I mean, he had flown this aircraft for movies and things like that and stunts. He was in his early 70s and, of course, died upon impact because the plane went straight down into the ground. What's the difference, if you could tell us, between an air show and an air race?
There's actually quite a bit of difference. An air show is where precision maneuvers are flown in an exhibition to the crowd. The rules are a bit more stringent so that the distance between the spectators and the aircraft is significantly greater than that for an air race. An air race is exactly what it says. It's like a car race for airplanes, so that the airplanes, the people are a little bit closer to the airplanes, and most importantly is when the airplanes are turning, there are periods of time where that energy actually is focused toward the crowd, and that's quite different from air shows.
Yeah. What will the National Transportation Safety Board looking at? They'll have these memory cards. What will they be looking for?
Aircraft investigators look at everything and then bit by bit, very methodically, rule out. They'll look at the weather. They'll look at the mechanical condition of the airplane, and that is an area of focus based on what we've seen in the pictures. They'll look at pilot qualifications, at his history. They'll look at the air show setup, the air race setup, to make sure that it was in fact conformed to the standards. So they'll look at all aspects of this accident so that we can prevent a reoccurrence of it.
Talk host Denny Schaefer, with a caller on his program, who says these air races are usually pretty safe, at least for the spectators.
From what I understand is they race sometimes like wing to wing, and they're like going around pylons. The story said it goes around pylons. I mean, okay, how do you get pylons in the air? I mean, that's just, are they floating up there like with a balloon or something? I don't know. Because I just think of NASCAR and how incredibly fast that is and dangerous it is with NASCAR. But at least if you crash in NASCAR, you got a chance. You crash in the air, you're pretty much screwed. You know, this guy, the pilot was in his 70s. It was a really old plane. But the part that I just go, wow, you know, 9 people are killed, nearly 70 people injured in this accident. If they're actually racing like NASCAR, what do you expect? I mean, I'm certainly not faulting the people that are there. You pay your money, you go to events, and you don't expect to become part of the story. You know, you go to a NASCAR event, you don't expect them to crash, and you end up dying. But that's legal? Air racing? Let's go to Juan in New Orleans. Educate me, will you, Juan?
Well, Denny, there's pylons. Depends on the type of air racing, but there's pylons that are set up in various places out in the desert. The crowd's pretty far away.
Okay.
Relatively, but these planes are going probably 300, 400 miles an hour easy. So you've got very little time if something kind of goes wrong. But let me qualify something here. They've been racing out in Reno for years and years and years, ever since I was a kid. And as far as I can remember back, this is probably the worst accident they've ever had over years and years and years. So it's very safe, you know, as far as the spectators are concerned.
We get into high gear in a moment. The Talk Radio Countdown Show is going to the UN.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Palestinian demand for recognition of statehood is next up here on the Talk Radio Review. From MSNBC, Tamron Hall with Time Magazine's Bobby Ghosh about the showdown brewing at the UN.
What is the motivation for Palestine at this point in making this move that they know will be faced with a veto from the U.S.?
Well, their argument is that nothing else has worked, that they've tried peace negotiations for many years, they've toned down the violence on their side, and they're arguing it's an interesting change of the roles have been reversed. They're arguing that they don't have a partner on the other side, on the Israeli side, to negotiate with them. They're arguing that Prime Minister Netanyahu continues to allow settlements to be built, which they, for them, is a red line. So they're trying to play this as a kind of the last throw of the dice from the Palestinians. They're saying, let the world community decide what we are unable to decide for.
And what I'm reading, this is also being spurred by the Arab Spring and the confidence that this obviously won't move forward, but it increases the dialogue and what could happen next.
Well, they're making, again, it's a political calculation.
Sure.
They think that the United States now desperately wants to be seen on the side of the good in the Arab world, which is on the side of democracy, on the side of giving people the right to say their piece and have their voice heard. And they think that if they bring this before the United Nations, the U.S. will feel unable or unwilling to veto this. But I think they've got that wrong.
The calculation there is a mistake.
Yeah, I think the U.S. has already staked out its position. The position is very clear. The Obama administration may feel ambivalent towards this, but in public, they have really no choice but to support Israel. That's consistent with American foreign policy over decades, and that's consistent with what this administration has said.
And specifically with this president, this timing is very interesting. There are several articles that say this is an opportunity for the president to show that he does back Israel and ease some of the tensions, for lack of a better word, between this president and Israelis. And with that said, though, how does the president then bring everyone back to the table to negotiate, or how does this administration do that if there's a veto, in fact?
Well, that is a $64,000 question at this point. The administration has to take advantage of the fact that international community is now paying attention to this in a way with a focus that they haven't in many years. He has to take advantage of the fact that all the players are going to be in New York this week and that the ball has already started rolling. So he has the opportunity to tell everybody at the table, listen, you know, we can't bring to this all the old formulas. We have to move forward with this. We need new solutions. That that is clear. Otherwise, this resolution is going to go forward and frankly make everybody look a little silly, including the Palestinians.
Here are hosts Bob Davis and Tom Emmer with a focus on the Palestinian Authority and how they're going to the UN to demand statehood recognition.
The Palestinian Authority, not a state, is going to be heading off to the UN to ask its blessing and be recognized as a country. This is something the United States and, of course, Israel is expected to oppose. The Palestinian Authority wants its, quote, legitimate rights as a country. I got a couple questions. Why do they have to ask the UN to be legitimized? I don't understand why the UN is the arbiter. They're like the Pope back in the day that decided that this monarch or that monarch could be the king. What businesses? Why can't they just go, we're a country, deal with it? Why is it necessary for them to go to the UN to ask for legitimacy? Is that, do you understand? I mean, I don't understand that that basic question. Just say you're a country. You don't have to go to the UN.
They sure can, but that's not what they're trying to do. They're trying to get access to the International Court of Justice and to the International Criminal Court so that they can start to try and exert pressure on Israel when it takes action to protect itself. This is a real, it's a lot more deep than people know. This is the problem with this United Nations. When you give away your sovereignty to an entity like this, this is the problem. You're right.
We're not giving away our sovereignty.
We all have. If you're a member and if you're going to be governed by the United Nations, you've in effect given away some of your sovereign authority. But in this case, the Palestinians could certainly say we're a state. Okay.
I would say go.
Well, I don't agree with you, but they could certainly do that. The problem is they want to be recognized by the UN. What I find intriguing, and I want to stay on topic, but what is really intriguing is you got candidate Obama and early in his presidency saying we want to welcome a new Palestinian state into the UN, and now he's actually, his administration is working against it within the UN.
Because of New York 9. That's part of it.
It's frozen.
Here's the thing. There's been movement toward a Palestinian state through three administrations, not at least three. I mean, Clinton, Bush, and now Obama. He went out and said a bunch of stuff about the Arab Spring. Why not? Why couldn't they have a state? Here's what I'm beginning to wonder about. Why is it that we are involved in this? What do we get out of being involved in giving aid to the Palestinians as well as aid to the Israelis, aid to the Egyptians? For a lot of people, they just think, what are we doing over there? Why do we have to get in the middle of all this?
I would agree with you.
I think Israel can defend itself anyway.
Express yourself at DougStephan.com. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com. Find out more about all the stories at the Talk Radio Countdown Show section, DougStephan.com.